Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The average cost of litigation through the courts is €17,000 for personal liability claims, and it could take up to 4 years. But if you use the Injuries Resolution Board, the artist formerly known as PIAB, you can bring that down to roughly 9 months and a fraction of the cost. Mediation is a new service as well, which adds to the slew of insurance reforms aimed at keeping premiums down. But premiums have been inching back up in some sectors. It all comes as the Injuries Resolution Board marks 20 years in operation. And Rosalind Carroll is the Chief Executive of the Injuries Resolution Board and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning.
Now, remind us what the board is, who pays for it and what it does.
Okay. So the Injuries Resolution Board, as you say, has been here for 20 years. We celebrated our 20-year anniversary just this month, and we were what was known as the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. And what we were set up to do over 20 years ago was to remove litigation from the courts so that where there is a personal injury claim, that you can come to us instead. And through us as an impartial service that's fair and independent, we would then try and assess that claim on behalf of both the respondent and the claimant. The respondent in most cases being an insurance company, but could be somebody who's self-insured. And behind that, then you might have a small business or a motorist and so on. And in terms of doing that, what we're trying to do is take the cost out in terms of it takes a long time for a case to go through a litigation system, but it also takes a lot of money to once the case starts taking a long time.
A lot of money.
And all that then, in terms of the cost of claims in Ireland, is what you see in the premiums today that people might see in front of them and the premiums over the last number of years. So what we're trying to do is take that all out. We're actually a self-funded business, so we're a state body, but we're unusual in that we don't...
How do you make your money again?
So we make our money from the fees that we charge for our service. So if you come into us for either assessment or mediation, we will charge the claimant a small fee and the respondent will also pay a fee, which is somewhat larger, I suppose, to reflect their position. And through that, then that's how we fund ourselves.
OK. And the insurance landscape has changed pretty radically over the last few years in Ireland, which obviously you guys were already there. But how you can claim, how much you can claim, and the mediation service has changed how we can how the whole system works. And is it bringing down premiums for public liability yet?
So I think we're starting to see some change in terms of public liability. Mostly, actually, we're starting to see some movement in terms of insurers coming into the market. We're starting to see brokers start to tell us that people who'd maybe been moving away from that market starting to move back in. Hopefully that'll start to help in terms of the availability, and then from there start to focus in on the affordability, which is a key issue. Just, I suppose, yeah, there has been a lot of change within this area, a significant amount of change, starting, I suppose, with the personal injury guidelines, which came in 2021. And we just, again, last month had the Supreme Court come out and say that they are constitutional.
That was challenged, of course, by a lady in Waterford.
It was.
Yep.
And the case had been won initially within the High Court by the state and by PIAB, or the artist formerly known as PIAB. But it was challenged all the way to the Supreme Court. And I suppose it's because it was such a radical change within the Irish system. And just to say what that change was, so it did a couple of things. It recalibrated awards in Ireland. So Ireland would typically have been seen as an outlier in terms of where our personal injury costs
especially were. For whiplash, we're off the charts compared to continental Europe.
Yeah, so the Personal Injury Commission had found a few years ago that the average award for whiplash here or soft tissue injury was 4.4 times higher than it would have been within England and Wales.
Higher again than France.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was just in terms of our neighbouring jurisdictions. But for years, we've been seen as an outlier in terms of any of our neighbouring jurisdictions. And we also have different systems. But I suppose what the personal injury guidelines did is, one, recalibrate. So they brought down, particularly for minor awards, that's where the focus was. They slashed awards by about 40% from where they were before. And then following that, I suppose the main thing was the guidelines had to be followed by the courts and by the Injuries Resolution Board. And the whole purpose and the main objective actually of the guidelines was that there would be consistency, transparency and certainty. So if you think about either a claimant or respondent, but also an insurer trying to enter our market, that they know what type of market they're entering into, and that we were all working off the same framework, and that you know that you're not necessarily going to get anything more by going into the court system. And so that's why they were so important. So that's kind of one of the biggest changes that we've seen.
And another very big one, which has only just started, is the mediation service. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah. So mediation, again, a big game changer, we would say, in terms of where we're at. So when we first established the Injuries Resolution Board, we were there as an assessment service. And what I mean by that is we came in, and if there are claimant has to come to us. No claimant can go directly into the litigation or the court system. But the respondent on the other side gets to say, yes, I'd like you to assess that claim. And assessing it means putting a value on it. So looking at the medical evidence, we would use an independent medical panel to have a look at the claim and the injuries. But at the end of that, then we'd put a value on the claim. That's a really, really brilliant service. But what it didn't allow for is any discussion around the claim if there was liability. So we didn't deal with liability at all. What mediation does is opens up a discussion around, one, what the value of a claim would be, but before that, potentially issues around liability. And when you talk about public liability or employer liability, they're areas where typically a lot of cases would have gone directly into the litigation system. And by having a point two or three years before that, where you bring people together and have a discussion, well, that can change.
Bypass the courts. And this is a telephone service initially, isn't it? That, you know, that the mediator speaks to both parties independently. So there's no shouting match across the table.
Exactly, yeah. It's what we call shuttle mediation. So you're not in the same room as somebody. And what that allows, I suppose, is the independent, impartial mediator to just find out, well, what are your issues and what are you looking for out of this? And the same with the other side. And it changes the dynamic completely. Elsewhere, it's used quite frequently in the Residential Tenancies Board and so on. But also the FSPO, the Financial Services Ombudsman, and the WRC are all using mediation now as a common way.
And there is a small fee again. So if you do feel as if you are a victim of something, you can use the mediation service, but you will have to pay a small fee to use it, I presume.
Yeah, well, actually, the fee is included in our overall costs at the moment. So there's no additional cost to people. What we really want people to do is opt in and try it. The time savings are very significant as well. So not only, I suppose, are you in a place where you have taken part, instead of being judged, you've come to an agreement with somebody, you're also looking at it being a much shorter time frame. Typically for us to use our assessment service, it's about a 9-month period. We've just done our first successful mediation and it's like 4 months is what it took.
And that's down from 4 years if you go all the way to the courts.
Exactly. Okay. So from a claimant or a respondent perspective, it is a game changer.
Well, best of luck with it and 20 more years, hopefully. Whether you'll still be here 20 years as the boss, who knows? Rosalind Carroll, the Chief Executive of the Injuries Resolution Board, the artist formerly known as PIAB.